The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. When it doesn't go the way we want, we might be on the right track. Uh-oh. And how did Jesus testify with words that he was divine? And we'll close it out when we review the greatest missed verse on love.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. We won't be discussing whether or not cows are being abused on farms. All I know are people that do those studies usually look like cows. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities in oy vey. So much more. Just so much more. You might sit there in your chair or in your car right now or at your computer, and you might say, Dave, how much more? And the answer is so much more. That's the answer. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. We're going to have a couple of trivia questions. I do want our gal to know. So we had a wonderful person call in and ask, hey, you know, I can't use that particular gift certificate, so I'm do you want to send it back? It's like, no, give it to somebody. We just sent out today her replacement. So I just don't want anybody to think that we're forgetting about you or not taking care of you. It's one of our big goals is to do that. Oh, also, if there's anything else you want to discuss, this would be a good day to do so. Any topic open for conversation, because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First, we're going to do our sponsorship, and there's a very specific reason why. Let us give an appreciation for Clint and the group at Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Dallas, Texas, and the surrounding area in Irvine and Denton and Fort Lauderdale and in Grapevine. All of it because they take care of Texas people. Free evaluations. Advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They are A-plus rated by the BBB. Isn't that funny to say? A-plus rated by the BBB. Don't you CCC? Now we'll move on to the next DDD dumb thing I have to say. 50 years of restoration, thousands of happy customers, family-owned and operated. Clint at the helm, good Christian brother, 24/7 emergency response, and on-site within 60 minutes, MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. That's where you want to go. Also linked to our website at davidspoonmedia.com. Their number 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. You got anything going on at your house or at the place that you own or somebody they're connected with, get in touch with them. They will help you get it right. They're there to save the day. There you go. All right, let me ask, we only have an hour. Is this your this is your last hour, right? Then you're done for the weekend? Isn't this? Yeah, okay. You like that this is it, right? This has got to be the easiest hour of the day, though, isn't it? Is this like a hard hour for you to work?
No, none of my jobs are hard.
Oh, Oh, then don't talk to me.
I just have to be here.
You have to be here. That's a big thing. I did go to the gym yesterday. I want to point this out to everybody. I went to the gym. I did work out. And I have determined that working out is horrible. No. Okay. Let me just say. You know, diet is die with a T. That's all I got. And I am going to go to the gym again today, but I might just look at the treadmill. At least I went. I mean, that's my theory. This holiday, host of holidays. Do you have any idea? There are 8 holidays today. Do you have any idea what any of them are?
Cousin's Day?
What did you? What you been watching Elvis or something?
It was on Facebook.
Oh, here we go. First of all, we don't really pay attention to some of the goofier stuff. It is National Peanut Day.
Okay.
I don't know much about that. Uncle Sam Day, because his image was first birthed on this day, the 13th, in 1813. For those that didn't know,
we want you.
There you go. We want you. That's the slogan. Fortune Cookie Day. Let me tell you, this is absolutely true. I have it in my wallet in case anybody wants to bet me $1 trillion, because I could use $1 trillion. You know, fortune cookies are like, you know, people get into it or whatever. It's like, it's serious. It's not serious. I have a fortune cookie that says, "In God we trust, all others pay cash." It's like, how is that not great? That's something you want to see at the end of a meal. God we trust, all others pay cash. There you go. And then here's my favorite day of all these holidays. Positive Thinking Day, but I don't like that. I'm negative on that one. And then Blame Someone Else Day.
I like that.
That is fantastic. He did it. She did it. They did it. It's their fault.
The devil made me do it.
Oh, my goodness. Flip Wilson, right? The devil made me do it. I mean, come on. That is just.
Suck it to me.
I mean, that was just classic stuff. Anyway, it is Blame Someone Else Day. No problem. Unfortunately, I think I'm operating in that on a pretty regular basis. I'm not sure it's a day as much as it is a month for me. Let's talk about our first teaching. We'll do our trivia next time. Don't forget the replacement for. The one person who's giving away that gift, that is en route. Just takes a little while for us to gather it all together. Genesis 17:15-19. We covered this before, but I want to kind of hit into it again. Then God said to Abraham, "For you, Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her Sarah, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her, and indeed I will give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Will a child be born to a man 100 years old? And will Sarah, who's 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." But God said, "No. But Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him." For those that do not know, the word Sarah means princess. I think that's cool. She had a son. The Lord had promised a son and by her. And I must say that while she is known to be the queen, a queen of nations, so to speak, or a mother of nations, she's a very unappreciated mom of nations, because she did pull the old sleep with this girl up. Oh, now you got her pregnant. Up. Oh, now it's your son. Up. Oh, now she doesn't like me. Up. Oh, now it's your fault, Abraham. There was no winning that from start to finish, just to let you know. Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 before the child came. This is old. Now, they lived older, but this is old, old, right? What did Abraham say to God? I, as a Christian, I look at the Old Testament and I look at the New Testament. And I understand that this is God's communication to me. And then I look at the characters in the scripture, and Abraham was a prior to law character. And then in Galatians and in Romans and throughout and in Jesus' teaching, Abraham is referred to. He is a big deal. Okay, I think there's no way to get around it. You think that anybody in the 19th century or 20th century is a big deal like Abraham? It's like, not a chance. Abraham was so large. He's larger than a nation. I mean, he's just enormous in his influence with God and his connection with God. And so Abraham is sitting there, and God says, hey, guess what? Sarah, she's going to have a baby. And that baby, you're going to call him Isaac. And Isaac is going to make a covenant with me. I'm going to make a covenant with him. And everything's going to flow through him. And what did Abraham say to God? God, maybe you should consider Ishmael. And God was like, no, Abraham, I'm not considering Ishmael. We're doing this through Isaac. See, Abraham wanted it to go through Ishmael, but here's the key. That was not the plan. Now, I know I am the only Christian in Texas who has told God what the plan should be and has had the Lord say, that is not the plan. I am the only one of a million Christians who is on the air on KAAM 770 at 2:11 and 13 seconds, who is saying exactly what every one of you has been saying for years. Yeah, I've done that. Of course you've done that. Abraham did that. You see, the problem is that, remember that candy Now and Later? It's a Now and Later candy. It's a little square taffy that tasted like a rock. Okay, so you put it in your mouth and you break your teeth or something like that. Anyway, a Now and Later candy. It's kind of a long ago. That's how God sees our lives, now and later. You know how we see our lives? Now. Right now. I want it right now and I want an answer. And the Lord is like going, no, there's more to this. I do want to point out this is a great side or a caveat. God sees the unborn in spite of the fact what all the Democrats and all the people that are pro-abortion and pro-murder are saying. God sees the unborn. You can't say anything about that. God knows what's going on. God knows there's forgiveness for people that go down that route. That's not my point. Here's my point. My point is Abraham's like going, God, Ishmael is here. He's already my son. Let's just use him. And the Lord said, no.
I don't want any more children, God.
Right. They limit the tax deduction at 20. Anyway, the idea, that's exactly what he's doing. And you're just looking at this thing going, I've done this. Not in relationship to children, but in relationship to every other thing I can think of on the earth. Well, come on, Lord. I'm in this position. I want to get to this place. Can't you just morph the whole thing? It's like, no. But so we tell God what we want, and then he says no. And then all I'm saying is sometimes when God tells you no, you're wrong, we're not doing it your way, you're on the right track. Because then it's going to be the way that God wants it and not the way that you want it. And you and I really do want the way that God wants it. All right, we're listening. You're listening. I'm listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary. And he doesn't even know why he's legendary. And when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience. Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You are listening, and you are brave to do so. That's all. What do you think of that? Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. davidspoonmedia.com. I have had a couple of problems with that. So if you try and get in there, what is that? It was an airplane taking off in my left ear. If you have problems with the website, just to go davidspoon.com or something. But you should be fine. They said they've got everything cleared up because they love me. Hey, all the social media people love me. I am their friend. I'm going to leave it there. Let's see this segment. This is the easiest part of my day. I spend an hour sharing with you guys, getting to share the word and my devotions. I mean, I drive in and out, takes an hour each way, hour and a half sometimes going home, like today. It'll take an hour and a half. I spend time in prayer. That is pretty awesome. And in Bible study, that is pretty awesome. I talk to some of our sponsors. Then I try to reach new sponsors. Then I either come home and take care of the dog and then work out or do something or cut a yard or do something. This is by far the highlight of my day every day, right? If I could just do this 4 hours a day and get paid $60 trillion, piece of cake. This segment brought to you by our good friend Dr. B. Dr. Brandon Brown, the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center. Chiro extraordinaire, Dr. B. My wife has been going to Dr. B since we've had him on for like 3 months, right? Our show next week is going to be 6 months old. Wow. Make sure there's no cobwebs there. Dr. Brandon Brown, the way to get in touch with him, drbrandonbrown.com. Brandonbrown.com. If you go see him and you tell him you heard on the David Spoon Experience, there will be a blessing for you. It will be more than a lollipop. That's all I want to tell you. If you're a person that has Snap, Crackle, Pop, you'll hear Wonder Julie do that Snap, Crackle, Pop commercial. That is what you want to get kind of free from in your back and in your neck. I've been pushing some extra weights lately. So I'm thinking of renting an apartment next to his office. Wait, I can just go boom, 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 boom. 972-454-9362. 972-454-9362. drbrandonbrown.com. drbrandonbrown.com. Trivia question. All right, you ready? All right. We don't have any real trivia. We just have if they get it right, right? Do we have a Jeopardy? We used to have a Jeopardy. Well, there you go. How'd you do that? How'd you look at me and hit the Jeopardy button? That's pretty good. You guys know there's a lot of stuff going on around here. Okay, Peter. Peter, in his younger days, he slashed which ear off of the high priest's servant? Got a 50-50 chance, unless the guy's got an ear on the top of his head.
Which is entirely possible, depending on who you're talking to. Which year? There it is. 972-445-0770. Here is a mind-bending Kugel cooking noodle baker. For those that don't know what Kugel is, somebody's already calling. I'll tell you what Kugel is real quick. Kugel is a dish that my mom used to make that typically Jewish families have that have noodles and raisins and kind of a cream sauce in it, and they have kind of like cornflakes on top. Just absolutely, positively sweet and delicious. We're going to answer this and then get into our Kugel cooking right after. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Shabbat Shalom, David. It's Samson.
Hey, Samson. How are you? You looking forward to the weekend?
Yes, I have a guess, I believe, because Peter was a right-handed, so the ear was a left.
No! Listen.
No?
No. Here's what I want you to say. I'm going to read it to you, okay? Uh-oh. Okay, but wait, because you still have another guess. Luke.
And probably my next guess will be right.
Okay, Luke. That was so funny. Luke 22:50 says this. Here's what he says. He says, when Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, should we strike with our swords? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear.
Oh,
so he cut off his right ear.
I was going
ear.
With the logic.
Yeah, I know you were going with the logic, though. That is a good one, though, because to go with the logic, that's an interesting way to go about it. Now, it could have been that the guy looked at Peter and turned. I don't know. Here's what I know.
Yes.
His ear was on one side, so his hearing for at least about 3 seconds wasn't quite as top-notch. So, you know, he's in that particular case, he was just trying to get through the moment. Jesus healed him. And you know what's funny about that healing, Samson? Nobody said a word. The guy gets healed right there. His ear gets cut off. Jesus heals him. Nobody goes, wow.
Yay!
That was the irony.
That was the ultimate irony, right? Good attempt. And I appreciate your willingness to go at it. So good job. Yeah. And eventually, the second guess, you got it right.
Yes. Well, thank you so very much.
All right. God bless
and
you,
God
brother.
God bless.
Have a great weekend. Okay. Good. So the right ear. So that was an interesting way to approach it, though. He was right-handed. I didn't even think of that. So you guys think outside the box. Like, I think outside the box, but you guys really, seriously, you're way outside the box. I love it. Okay, let's talk about this. I want to talk about this one thing Jesus did, and it doesn't take a long time, so I'm going to get right to it. If you remember, Jesus healed the guy who had the mat. Remember there was a guy who was paralyzed on the mat, and his friends dug through the roof and lowered him down? And here's what Jesus said, and I want to show you something that's really fascinating. When Jesus saw the faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Now, some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit this is what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and take your mat? But that you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, I tell you, get up and take your mat and go home." He got up, he took his mat, he walked out in full view of them all. And this amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." What's the big deal about this passage is this. Healing this guy was proof that the words of Jesus were true. Okay? This is the thing. And what Jesus said is that, "So you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." What's important about this text, what's important about this teaching, is that you can forgive sins if somebody sins against you. And you can be forgiven, but you have no power in a third-party transaction. In other words, when we forgive others, they sin against us, but it's only God that can forgive a third-party transaction person. Well, it wasn't anybody but God who extended forgiveness to this guy, and Jesus used that phrase on purpose, for the teaching purpose,
to declare himself as divine. Only God can forgive a third party sin. In other words, you're at the muffin shop having coffee and muffins with your best friend, Frank. You and Frank are there. Somebody five tables over sins against somebody else. You don't have any authority or power to forgive that. But God would. Well, that's how Jesus presented it. I forgive you. You're washed clean. You're complete. Well, that's why all the Pharisees got mad. You can't say that. You're a third party. You only God can do that. That's exactly why Jesus said what he said. There are theologians, believe it or not, who say, oh, Jesus never really said that he was God. Here, in Mark chapter 2, the entire story of Mark chapter 2, verse 1 through 12, Jesus is declaring himself divine. He is forgiving third-party sin. It's like, how is that possible? Because he's God. And the problem that people have is, well, that doesn't fit into my theology. What's the favorite word we have around this show when something doesn't fit into somebody's theology? What is that?
Tough.
Tough. That's too bad. Oh, well. You know, it's like that's how it goes. So Jesus forgives a third party. People got upset. And you know what Jesus did? He proved that what he said was accurate because, ready? The guy got up. Listen. I'm gonna say something that I think is important. Jesus came and he proclaimed the truth. But he didn't just proclaim the truth. He demonstrated that he was, in fact, the Son of the Most High God by the things he did, which worked in concert with the things he said. What people miss is that this is, oh, it's a prophet. Oh, he's got some really nice things to say. In fact, my mom, early on when her and I had one of our 50 trillion arguments, used to say, well, he was a great moral teacher. Well, Jesus was a great moral teacher. Hey, well, here's a clue for you. The great moral teacher taught that he was the Messiah, the only way to God. So if he's a great moral teacher, he either is or he isn't. She hated that argument. I use that about the last 5 years of her life every time I got it. Don't forget, he's a great moral teacher. He said he was the Messiah. Now, it just so happens that my mom was a little more open than my dad. That probably did not go the way that one would want it. My mom is a possibility. That's one of the things, people, is you don't always know who's going to make it. You can call me up and say, well, he made it or she made it. I don't know. I'll tell you, I don't know. I hope my kids make it. I hope my grandkids make it. I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to make it. And that's I know that's so selfish. I'm not spending hell for anybody's sake. I'm not spending my life in hell, period. There's enough hellacious stuff in this lifetime to give me the understanding that the next lifetime, I don't want anything to do with that. I'm out. I want to be dancing on streets of gold. Okay? All right. All right. We're going to take our break here and then come back. We got so much more stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media, where I recorded yesterday's show on YouTube and put that up on YouTube. So until they flag it, it's up there if you want to watch it, pretty simply said. But any kind of correspondence, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, because my handle. There we go. This segment brought to you by who you just heard about, Jamie Blumenthal. Him and his lovely wife, Nancy, Retirement Strategies and Solutions, retiretherightway.com. That's their website. Why? Because people do retire the wrong way. What they do is they make no plans. They hope the government's going to be there to take care of them, which is like right now getting dicier and dicier depending on where you're at in life. So do what you can. Now, you're not going to be able to nail down everything that takes place in the future. Don't get weird. Okay, you can make the best plans that you can make, and you bring them before the Lord, and you surrender them, and you just say, here you go, and if you want to change it, you're going to change it, but I surrender it to you and pray you bless it. See, that's where noble people make noble plans for noble purposes. That's what Isaiah teaches us, and so we want to do the best we can. You want to retire the right way, the best you can. Meet with Jamie, talk to him, get a review, a financial checkup at no cost. That's the part I love, is that he will sit down and talk to you. He'll sit down and talk to people, and if he meets with you and there is not a connection, you just go, okay, great. But maybe you meet with him, and he's like, you know, you could do this, you could do this, and you're like, man, I didn't even think of that. That's what you want. You want somebody who can look at your life, objectively kind of evaluate where things are going, and help you and point you in the right direction. RetireTheRightWay.com. Their number, 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. I love it when he comes in just because we have a good rapport. I like good radio. That's just me. All right, we are going to get ready to get into our next little speak. Before we do, I want to say a couple things that are very simplified so nobody should get offended. I am looking forward to Dallas playing Washington this weekend is my understanding, and I feel strongly that the Cowboys will do well. Okay? That's not prophetic. I am also a Detroit fan, and even if Detroit was playing nobody, they would still lose. That's how I feel about that. Okay? All right. So now you know where I'm at. So People are like, you should adopt Dallas. That would not be hard. Believe me, after all I've been through, not many people can say that they've had an NFL team that they have supported and loved that went 0-16. I can say that. And you know what we all said that year? It can't get any worse. Well, good if they went to 18 games, I suppose. Could go 0-18. All right, let's get into the next trivia question and the next thing. Let's see. Well, I got to adjust my headset. Hold on. Okay. So, yeah, I shaved my head today, so it's falling off my head. A lot of shine on that dome up there. All right, second one. Who was forced to carry the cross for Jesus by the soldiers? Who was forced to do it for him after the pilot had decided that's it, he's going down? Who was forced to carry the cross for Jesus, according to the Gospel of Luke? 972-445-0770. So I want to talk about this little portion here. My favorite is the one that's coming up in the next segment because it has to do with the greatest missed verse on love. But before we get there, let's talk about this. On the Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to make their way picking some of the heads of grain. The Pharisees said, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David and those who were with him did when he was in need and hungry? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the priest and ate the sacred bread, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except the priests. And he also gave some to his companions. He told them the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." So there are a couple of Christian, let me phrase that so nobody has any questions in their mind. There are a couple of Christian institutions that have a stronger emphasis on the Sabbath than there are other ones. Does that make them bad? Or no, I would just disagree. It doesn't make them bad. Does somebody has a different doctrine than you? That's not the time to go running out and screaming and freaking out, unless that doctrine's at the core of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. There, I was studying today. Remember when Jesus was praying, and then it says that he was sweating so much it was like great drops of blood. So in the Greek, the word can be like, or it can be as if, or it can be as great drops of blood. So I did a little research because I wanted to see the historical element on Jesus praying and how people responded to the concept of the drops of blood because he was praying so intensely. And there was a group that would not fellowship with another group, a major theologian, if you didn't exactly say it wasn't like drops of blood, but they were actual drops of blood, and he refused to have any kind of fellowship with anybody that would differ. If that is a cause for fellowship separation, I'm lost. Okay? The cross is where everything comes to die so that we can be alive. Not a position paper that has to do with things that are not the cross, per se. And so when you get into something like the Sabbath, there's some people that really get into it, and they recognize that God created it for a purpose, and he did. And it's for the benefit of the man, and it is. What happens is often man will take a principle and go to town on it and go nutty cuckoo, and that nutty cuckoo part says, if you don't do it exactly the way we do it, we don't like you, we shun you. And so they were really mad at Jesus because he was doing cool stuff on the Sabbath, which nobody's against that unless you're a Pharisee. You wouldn't be against that. And Jesus made this statement. The Sabbath was made for man. God didn't create man to fulfill the law. He created the law to help man. There were two main reasons the law was created: to help us, and to illustrate that even if we obey the law, we're still going to be apart from God in our own strength. And the only way to fulfill the law is through him. And the only way that that can even take place is through Jesus. I mean, really, we come down to it. The law is there to guide us to Christ. That's what we fully understand. But I want to back up. The law was set in place first, though, to help. It wasn't, God didn't, okay, I've got these people on a planet, and they're all kinds of shapes and colors and different sizes, and I'm going to make it really a bummer for them. I'm God, and I'm having fun. I mean, it's like, what? Who thinks God is like that? That's not, he made a lot to help us. I told you that story. I'd never tell the names, but about a man who came who had committed adultery in marriage. We sat down, we were having coffee. I was a young guy, didn't really know a lot about what kind of pain this was going to cause because I was younger. And he just looked at me and said, that law was not made to restrict people from having fun. That law was made to help people prevent having excessive pain in their lives. And right then and there, in my dumb young little mind, I could figure out God gave us the law to help us. And that older gentleman who committed adultery, he recognized the simplicity of that law and God's purposes and moral laws are not to hurt us, but to help us. That's the first thing. So when you're talking about the law of God, it's not there. The intent per se is to help you. However, with that intent is also to illustrate that if we are left alone to obey the law, we're in trouble. And this is where Jesus needs to be a part of us fulfilling any law. So he gives the summary on the law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. People have, of course, misinterpreted what love is. That's got nothing to do with it. But the key in understanding the law is Galatians 3:24. Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. The law was there to help us, but we're so bad we couldn't even follow it. And so God used the law to lead us to Jesus because that's where the solution is. You're going to find out next week when we get into Ephesians that God's goal, it's amazing, it's so cool. God's goal is to connect heaven and earth through one portal, Jesus Christ. That's what you're going to find out. But Jesus is the maturity where the law leads us. The law is our tutor. You ever have a tutor? I had a tutor because I had to do my Haftorah. That's the Jewish part where you speak when you get bar mitzvahed. And even though I went to private Hebrew school, I in seventh grade, I went back to public school because my dad bought a house in a big neighborhood. And so I was like lost. So then my dad, they got me a tutor and he taught me how to say my Haftorah. He led me to be able to speak my Haftorah in front of 2,000 people at 13 years of age. They should have given me $1 million for that. Okay. All right. We do have somebody calling, so I don't know. We're only going to be able to take it for a little bit. So let's see if somebody knows. We're going to have to do this quick or we're going to have to rearrange our time. Let's see. Okay. We're going to go for it. This is David. Who am I talking to?
John Kelly.
Hi, John.
From Hubbard, Texas.
How are you?
Well, doing well on Red Oak right now. Anyways, Simon and Cyrene, that's who it is.
That is correct, sir.
Oh, yeah.
You are
I'm
right.
About a 70% on your trivia, by the way.
You what?
I think so.
What's
anyways,
that?
Thank you. It's helping me get in the Bible.
Yeah. You got it, man. Excellent job. Did you have to think it through, or did you just know, oh, no, this is Simon and Cyrene, I know this?
No, I didn't know, remember the name, but I remembered where to find it.
Ah, good man. Good job. Excellent job, my friend.
I opened up my Bible and looked, and there it was. Boom, right straight away. Luke chapter 23.
That's
verse
right.
26.
That's right. Luke 23:26. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent job.
Enjoy your program. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have an excellent weekend.
Bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good job. Got it in right at the end. Excellent job. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey. Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
Because if there is no resurrection, there is no eternal being. You understand? It's not like we all do an osmosis and become part of some gaseous cloud that hangs around Jupiter, and that's how we get one with the universe. That's rubbish. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the dead. And every single book in the New Testament testifies to that fact.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's 3 ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com is our email. You can also stand on your roof and yell. Nobody will hear you, but you could get some interesting phone calls and a visit from the police. Livinginhisgrip.com is the website where some of our songs are that do the ins and the outs on the show. Let's see. I think I'm going to have my brother. He doesn't even know it yet, has not a clue. I think I'm going to have him come on the show, do an interview by phone. I don't know why I just thought of that. There must be a reason. This segment brought to you by our new sponsor, Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
Medicare is a national health insurance program. It can be confusing and does not always provide enough coverage for the seniors' needs. That's the reality. The answer is the Benefit Link, zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. And it costs nada. Again, from the movie The Three Amigos, nada, not a light chicken gravy. Nada is zero, nothing, none. 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT. Or you can go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. They're also connected to davidspoonmedia.com as one of our sponsors. It is a zero cost to find out if you can get additional coverage, and it doesn't cost you a single penny to find out beyond what you're getting on the Medicare. Just that simple. Okay, it's not complex at all. They charge you nada. 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT, or thebenefitlink.com. Okay. We got that. Oh, so we're heading in. This is my favorite thing to teach for today. Okay? I don't even know if I really call it teaching. Teaching used to be instructional communication. Preaching used to be proclamation. People really get caught up on the difference between preaching and teaching. So I'll tell you what. I'm not a preacher or a teacher. I'm a reacher. In between P and T is R. Preacher, reacher, teach. I'm a reacher. That's where I'm going with. And that's if I can reach into my wallet and make the payments. That's, I'm just telling you the way it goes. Okay. Here is the greatest missed verse on love. It's a short little verse. Boy, I haven't thought about this in a long time. Matthew 27:50 says this. I really want you to think this through. Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Now just stop. I always want you to do that. I want you to think these things through. Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. He gave up his spirit. He didn't quit. He yielded his life for our sake. Because he loved and loves us. In other words, when Jesus gave up his spirit, he surrendered it on our behalf. Even at this moment, just before he gives up his spirit, he had still had life in him. And there has to be, in that framework, a moment where, you know, like there's no turning back. Well, this is the moment. When he gave up his spirit for us. It is, I think, one of the greatest missed verses on love. It is his final act as a man before glorification of his position comes into play, where he gives up his spirit for our benefit. He'd already been crucified. He'd already been through the ringer. He was right at death's door. And he gives up for our sake his life. It's like you just got to get the moment. I mean, I guess from a heaven perspective and from an earth perspective, that those are going to be two different perspectives. I mean, from heaven's perspective, it's, you know, it's all right. For earth's perspective, it's just so sad and overwhelming because you can't – it's like, wow, he literally took death. He gave up his spirit at that moment. It's really important to understand that Jesus' life wasn't taken from him like the unspiritual and the biblically uneducated will claim. Jesus was not a victim of the death penalty. He came to earth to die and to sacrifice himself. John chapter 8, verse 18, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the right to lay it down, and I have the right to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. Nobody forced Jesus to give up his spirit. You see why this is a cool passage on love? He did it because he loves us. Not understanding this really shows a kind of a lack of understanding regarding the gospel of Jesus Christ and the priority of heaven. Jesus willingly sacrificed his life. He gave himself up. He yielded it. He didn't quit. His life wasn't taken. He surrendered it as an act of love. And when people go around now or in the past or in the future, which I promise you will happen, and they say, and you can, I can promise you this is going to happen in this next year and a half, you're going to hear, Jesus was a victim of the death penalty. You're going to hear that coming out of the presidential and the politics, whatever. Every one of those people that says that, complete, utter buffoonery. Just absolutely knows nothing. Nothing. His life wasn't taken. He came to die and to sacrifice. His moment in the Garden of Gethsemane was the moment where he had made the decision to move forward and to give all. I mean, it was already part of the plan. It was already part of the process. But he was a willing participant, and he was being fortified and strengthened to go and finish the mission. And it was his life that he gave on our behalf. And that moment in Matthew 27:50 that's recorded, Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. That's the moment that the love of God manifested greater than any other time. We've talked about this before, and we'll talk about it again. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. God shows his love for us that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. And if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Don't forget, John 3:16, so simple, so powerful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That love that Jesus gave, he gave for you, and he gave for me, and for everyone who will. Everyone who will. Whosoever believes. Let's pray. Father, we come before you. It's been an interesting week. We ask that your blessing would be upon the things that we have encountered that are positive or that are helpful in us growing in you. That anything that we've heard or learned or seen or touched or experienced or gone through that draws us closer to you and to your kingdom, those things would stick on us like glue. But Lord, the things that aren't that important or the things that detract or take away from us, let all of those just fall off. They have no power. They should have no power. Let your truth prevail. Let your grace prevail. Let your mercy prevail. Let your love be understood as limitless and available. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.